Thank you, Margaret. And now the final roundup of news, featuring some of the shorter stories in the news this week.
Since its doors first opened 5 decades ago, life in the classroom at one Sproston school has changed considerably. Where chalkboards might have been once used, digital teaching aids are now favoured, while the uniforms and curriculum of today are a world away from their 1960s counterparts. And now teachers and pupils are gearing up to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Cecil Gowing Infant School. The Falcon Road West School is asking for former pupils, staff, parents and governors to come forward and join in the celebrations and to look back on half a century of education at the heart of its community. An event will be held at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, May the 15th, when a tree will be planted.
Would-be sleuths will have exciting opportunity to put their detective skills to the test when a gaming experience returns to Norwich. The Norwich Business Improvement District has teamed up with Casebook Events, which brought the mystery of the Star Eaters to the city last year. Players will be asked to examine the case file, hunt down clues, question real live witnesses, and solve ingenious puzzles. The amateur sleuths will take on a journey of discovery around the historic Tombland area as they investigate a mystery. The game, on Saturday, March the 24th, is part of an initiative to increase footfall in the Cathedral Quarter and give players of all ages a great day out in the city, turning the streets into a life-size game board.
The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is asking young people between the ages of 16 and 25 about their experiences of being an inpatient in hospital. A survey is being conducted both in the hospital and online to seek the views of as many young people as possible. Feedback from the survey will be used to help inform future plans. One option being explored is the creation of a new ward area for young people. Richard Parker, the Chief Operating Officer at the Norfolk and Norwich, said, "Being admitted to hospital can be daunting for anyone, but there can be additional challenges for our younger patients. We want to explore some of the options for how to enhance the hospital environment for these patients."
A trustee of the YMCA in Norfolk is set to run his first marathon. James Shelton will be taking on the London Marathon in April, aiming to raise £2,500 for the Christian charity. Mr. Shelton said, "I've been a trustee of the YMCA Norfolk for the last 5 years, so running the marathon is a way of further supporting a cause I really believe in." The YMCA is a wonderful charity that provides help and support for disadvantaged young people and families. This help often arrives at points of crises in their lives, including when affected by homelessness. YMCA Norfolk Chief Executive Tim Sweeting said, "From having run the London Marathon myself a couple of years ago, I know how tough a challenge it is, not just on race day, but also the grueling training program leading up to the big event."
A breast cancer survivor's vision to hold a Hoopathon fundraiser to help women going through chemotherapy has become a reality. The four-hour event at Norwich's Open venue was in aid of Little Lifts and the idea of charity founder Oa Hackett, 31, from Borborough. Little Lifts was launched in October 2017 to provide boxes containing practical and treat-based items to 500 women each year undergoing treatment at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital for primary breast cancer. Mrs. Hackett had the idea of the charity while going through chemotherapy for primary breast cancer at the NNUH in 2014 and 15. She had the idea of the Hoopathon after taking up hooping during her cancer recovery. Mrs. Hackett, who aims to raise enough money for 60 boxes, said, "That vision has come to life and I'm proud of everyone." About 85 people took part in the event, led by a power hoop master trainer.
That's just about all for this week. Remember, we are always pleased to hear from our listeners. Call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. And leave us a message. We will respond, I promise, even if it takes a day or two. And we have our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return your recording to us by putting it in the wallet, turning over the address label at the front, and just popping it in the postbox. No stamp needed.
Our readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell, and the features were read by Jenny Pierce and Francis Pierce. Margaret Thompson wrote and presented What's On, and our sound recordist was Peter Murch. All items were taken from the evening news by kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording.
And that's all for this week, and edition 1999. Next week, for the 2000th edition, the team planned something a bit special. But for now, from this week's editor, Peter Wilson, and all the team at Chatterbox, goodbye from me, Marianne Penn.
And from me, John Francis. Goodbye.